Hi guys, I am now in Belgium and this is actually a really nice little spot. There's birds, as you can probably hear. And in fact, I was sitting out here yesterday and it was nice and sunny as well, which is exactly what I was hoping for coming to Europe at this time of year. So last week I did my update and I was at home and I said, look, I'm about to head off overseas. I flew to Porto. In fact, I flew to Lisbon in Portugal. So I left home Saturday afternoon, flew to Dubai, flew to Lisbon, waited in the queue for passport control for about an hour and a half, waited for the train, took the train to Porto, finally got to the hotel. 35 hours door to door. So, you know the bits where you see travel and you go, wow, travel's really awesome and it's really glamorous. That's the bit that's not so much. So that was a bit of a massive trek. And as a result, between that and then the things I've done since then, I haven't written anything new or done anything new to talk about, so I thought I'll give you a bit of an update about what I'm doing and some of the things I do on these trips before I've got to jump in back to my workshop, which I'll explain in a moment. So anyway, on this trip, I'm away for 6 weeks and I'm doing a heap of talks, a heap of workshops, a heap of user groups as well. And as I sort of said before, I try and combine all these things because if I'm going to go to the other side of the world, if I'm going to fly 35 hours or travel 35 hours, I'm going to make the most of it. So on Monday, I was in Porto and I did my 2-day Hack Yourself First workshop. And if you're not sure what Hack Yourself First workshop is, go to the big workshop link on my blog and it explains exactly what I do. So I went to a company there. There was a private training event and spent 2 days helping everyone sort of get to grips with what a lot of these online threats are. Now, in these workshops, I mostly have people who are building systems. So I mostly have developers. I have a few security folks. There's a couple here in my workshop today, as well as the other day. And then sometimes I have like project managers, sometimes testers, sometimes DBAs, architects, other people involved in delivering software. And the cool thing about this is that these are people who are aware that security is something kind of important because they read the news, right? But they haven't necessarily gone through the process of seeing how something like SQL injection works. And the cool thing is that this workshop gives them the opportunity to understand the mechanics, to actually execute it, so people get to do SQL injection attacks, as well as a whole bunch of other things. And then we get to sort of talk about, all right, well, how are we going to fix this thing? And I find it really interesting because I get to sort of see how the masses out there, so how, you know, your normal everyday folks out there building software perceive these risks. And of course, they find it interesting because, okay, first of all, it's kind of fun breaking shit. And second of all, they get to then go back to their desks and hopefully build more secure software. So I do this same thing 2 days in a row, over and over and over again. And fortunately, sort of being an in-person kind of thing, we can make it a little bit more interesting, a bit more interactive, so I don't go crazy doing exactly the same stuff. So I did that in Porto for 2 days. I also did a user group while I was in Porto, so I try and make the most of these trips and actually do things that are useful community-wise as well. So I spoke at the OX OPSEC user group in Porto on Monday night, which was cool. We packed out a really cool place there. And, you know, look, other than that, I sort of spent most of the time Monday and Tuesday in offices talking about things. I had a day off on Wednesday. I actually caught up with a friend. And this is sort of the joy of social media, where I put on Facebook before I was coming over here, look, you know, these are all the stops that I'm going to go to along the way on this trip. And someone I went to school with when I was living in Singapore as a teenager was there at the same time. I hadn't seen him for 23 years, which was kind of cool. So we caught up in Porto, had a nice walk around the beach on Wednesday morning, actually got a bit of sun, which was nice. And then I flew up here to Belgium. So I'm actually just outside Leuven now, and Leuven is about 20 minutes from the airport. So I've come to Leuven. I was here in Leuven in January as well, doing a workshop with the same company. So this is a company called Zion Security. And I spoke at one of their conferences then too. So they do some really cool stuff, lovely people. Really nice coming back here because they've also got really good beer. So Belgium's always kind of nice that way. And I am gonna go and see some of that tonight too. With my mate Ben, who likes beer. Literally on Twitter, Ben who likes beer. So I'm doing this 2-day workshop again. This one is an open one. So we got people from all sort of different walks of life, which makes things interesting. Lots of different companies send people here to learn about the security things. And the cool thing then is that you get diversity, right? So you get people from, there's some people here from banks, there are other people here from government, there are other people building e-commerce, and people working with different technologies too. So of course we've got the usual sort of .NET people, we've got Java people, we've got a lady here who works with Drupal, which is good because everyone sort of brings this kind of different perspective. And I make the courses technology agnostic too. So the whole time we're talking about, here is the behavior of web apps when you query them this way, when you send certain types of data to them. And then in the underlying database, this is the way it's going to process requests which might cause SQL injection vulnerabilities, for example, or SQL injection exploits. So that's kind of cool, and they're very interactive too. So having a lot of questions from people, what about this thing? Did you see that thing? Makes it kind of interesting. So today's Friday. Last night I also spoke here after doing the workshop from 9 to 5 and talking nonstop, which is my voice is starting to get a little bit funny. I did the Azure user group, Belgium Azure user group, and I spoke about some of the things that I've learned running Have I Been Pwned. So I've done this talk before, running large-scale web apps on a coffee budget. And I've done this before at Ignite. And in fact, if you go to troyhunt.com/recorded-talks, I think it might be recorded-talks. I'll put it in the links. You can see that talk there, along with a bunch of other ones. And this is kind of interesting because it's sort of from the trenches stuff, right? So we see all this kind of cloudy, Azure-y stuff. What's it actually like? You know, so how is it to actually run something at scale? And I was sort of reflecting again when I did this talk last night that the thing that most constantly frustrates me now running Have I Been Pwned on Azure is that the fact that you still have this sort of logical infrastructure boundaries. So here's what I mean by that. I was talking about how Have I Been Pwned often appears in the news. And being in the news, say on the digital news, is fine, because it appears in the digital news and people sort of gradually start coming to the page and you sort of get a rush of traffic, but it ramps up like that, right? The thing that makes life really hard is when you're on the news on the TV, because what's happening is you've got all of these people sitting around at home holding their smartphones, like I'm looking at now, holding their smartphones, and it appears on the screen at the same instant for everybody watching this. And it's almost as if tens of thousands of people, in fact, it is actually like tens of thousands of people, pick up their phone and go, haveibeenpwned.com at once. And I go from hundreds of people on the site at once to tens of thousands of people on the site at once within seconds, not within minutes, like literally within seconds. And when you look at the way, say, Azure autoscales, autoscale is fantastic. You need 5 minutes worth of utilization over, say, 80% of CPU or something like that. So you need a trigger that happens over a long enough period of time to add instances. And in fact, you can't set Azure to do it any less than 5 minutes. So the problem I've got is when scale ramps up, or demand rather, ramps up far faster than what scale can. And I don't have a good answer to this problem other than making it stretch as far as possible. So what I've been doing to make it stretch as far as possible is things like putting everything behind Cloudflare. So front page cached by Cloudflare, all the images, JavaScript, CSS, everything cached by Cloudflare. So when that demand hits, I'm trying to have a bare minimum of requests actually go through to the origin. And really what the bare minimum of request means is when someone searches for their email address, making sure that that's pretty much the only request which actually goes all the way back to the origin. So there are a few others, things like if you do domain searches, etc. But that's what I've been trying to do to solve this problem. And in fact, what I need to do is when you search, and you can see this if you go to your network tools, you go to haveibeenpwned.com, you search for your email address, you'll actually see two requests. One searches breaches, one searches paste. And I reckon I'm going to be able to make some good gains by combining that into one request, and then it will just return both entities, and then I'll just async the queries of the underlying storage construct. So I'm hoping that stretches me further. But no matter how good a job I do in terms of reducing the load on the origin, there's always going to be a point at which you get enough requests fast enough that you can't possibly process them with the scale you have, and you can't put scale on fast enough to deal with it. So I think probably sort of this serverless era that we're heading towards, and we're getting a bit of a glimpse of this with functions, is probably going to be the thing that saves me there. But I would love to just have just a construct where we say, make as many queries as you like, put as much load as you like, I'll pay for it. That's cool. I don't mind, because this is happening when the thing's wildly successful. It's cool. And then I get more donations and stuff, and that will cover it. But I'd love to get away from having this concept of you can stretch this far and now you need another block of this thing, which is like another instance, and then you have so on and so forth. So anyway, I'm rambling a little bit, but as I said, I don't have particular things that I've written to talk about this week. But that was something, and there's a little pop-up on my screen, we'll get rid of that. That is something which sort of came up again last night and I thought was particularly interesting. Curiously, with the Belgium Azure user group, and I saw someone comment on this on Twitter, you know, we're there doing Azure, and I did an Azure presentation, and then basically all the questions were related to security. And I don't know if that's because I'm known to do the security things, or if it's more reflective of the fact that security is just such a big topic that is pervading across everything. I mean, even this morning, like literally half an hour ago when I was driven in here to the event by one of the guys, he was saying, oh, did you see the new... Did you see the new thing that was spreading last night, the new virus? I was like, oh, okay, I missed that. What was that? And there's this fireball thing, which is basically, I don't think you can strictly call it malware. It's adware. It's bundled adware with other products that changes search engines and dodgy stuff like that. And apparently we got something like a quarter of a billion machines around the world, typically corporate machines, now infected with this. Not quite sure how it got infected so quickly, if it's just bundled with other crap, but it's just cool to wake up each day and go, I got no idea how crazy shit is going to get today. So I'm still sort of yet to read that and understand it properly. Anyway, to start wrapping up, because I do have to go and run this workshop in about 9 minutes, very last thing today is my blog this week is sponsored by HelpNet Security. They do actually write a lot of really awesome stuff too. So check them out. I'm often tweeting their things, not because I'm specifically looking for them, but their stuff often floats to the surface, which is great. Appreciate their support. I'm sponsored through until I think about the first week of July. So if anyone wants to jump in from the first week of July, send me an email and let me know. So that's it for today. Next week this time, I will be in Trondheim in Norway. And Trondheim is a place I have not yet been. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'll be doing a user group in Trondheim. I think I'm doing it Tuesday. No, not Tuesday. Either Thursday or Friday. It might even be Friday night. If you have a look at my blog, it's listed down the sides. So if you're around Norway in Trondheim, love to catch up with you there. Thanks very much for watching. I'll see if I have anything of more meat to talk about next week as well. Thanks, guys.